720 WGN. It is Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And Dino, you hear the music, right? It is the majestic.
Oh yeah, there's no mistaking that. Every time I hear it, it still sends a chill right down my spine. There, yeah.
Well, chill because it's very cold in Korea right now. But it's also the sound of global competition spirit. It is the Olympics, the one and only, and we're honored to have on the line with us. This is the guy who is he's there covering the Olympics for NBC and his website, 3wiresports.com. That's the number 3wiresports.com, the 2018 games, his 10th Olympics, summer and winter. And this is a guy who not only does stuff and coverage on the media side and radio, as he's joining us today, but co-wrote Michael Phelps' No Limits, The Will to Succeed book after the 2010 Olympics. Also co-wrote Apollo Ono's Zero Regrets, Be Greater Than Yesterday. And he's a hometown guy, right? As a graduate of Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism, honored to have Alan Abramson on the line with us. Alan, welcome to WGN.
Wow, what a nice introduction, you guys. Thanks.
You deserve it. You deserve it. You are there braving the elements, right? And of course, getting to experience all of the very cool things that the Olympics always is. And so I guess weather-wise, it's unseasonably warm here in one of your hometowns, Chicago. What is it like out there in Korea?
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at my iPhone. I thought we'd talk about this first. It's 41 degrees in Chicago in February. What's up, guys?
Imagine that. It's good. All the snow we just got will hopefully be gone very soon.
It's 25 here in Pyeongchang, and that is about as warm as it's been since I've gotten here. There have been days when I've woken up, and the temperature has been, and I'm talking Fahrenheit here, minus 4, minus 3, and I'm thinking to myself, this is why I moved to California,
Yep.
I mean, as a guy who's covered the Olympics in so many different ways, is there any kind of, and I guess everybody's got to experience, the same weather that's out there, but has there been any talk from the Olympics, like this is just some, maybe something you didn't factor in, have it being that extreme?
No, okay, I'm going to be really, really obvious. These are the Winter Olympics, and people have gotten spoiled. In Sochi 4 years ago, the temperature was like 50 degrees, and people were bitching because the half pipe was melting. In Vancouver in 2010, also was too warm. In Turin, we had some winter, but these are the Winter Olympics, and people are saying, it hasn't been this cold since maybe Salt Lake. For sure it was cold in Salt Lake. And then in Lillehammer, for sure it was cold in Lillehammer. It's supposed to be cold. It is what it is.
Yeah, there's no question about that. The fact that the weather has been, and there's been some wind issues. I been hearing about that too. So, like you said, it is what it is. You have to go out there and perform, and the fans are out there watching it, and that's the whole draw to go to the Olympics.
Yeah, but the wind is a real problem. Like yesterday, today is, I always get screwed up on this kind of thing. Today is Thursday here for us. I think it's just Thursday morning for you, right?
That's
so,
correct.
Wednesday here for us. They were supposed to run one of the women's ski races, the slalom, in which Michaela Schifrin would have been favored. And the scene from the top of the mountain with the wind, it looked like a National Geographic Discovery documentary of a trip to Antarctica. No way you could run a ski race up there.
So when you're up there, and the appeal of the Olympics is one of the things, you have made it pretty much your life's work. The whole world is focused, on all of that. But from the excitement standpoint, and some of these things, like talk a little bit about some of those moments. We've seen Shaun White, we've seen some of the speed skating stuff. What is it that makes it unique and interesting as far as the Olympics and the winter, and specifically this location?
Well, so this is a really interesting story. Pyeongchang is 50 miles from the DMZ, and they bid for these games three times. They bid and lost to Vancouver. They bid and lost for Sochi. And these first two times, when they bid, they were like, let's get on board the peace train. And, that didn't work. So this third time, they were like, let's try a different tack. Let's make this all about economic opportunity and building out the idea of winter sports in East Asia. If you think about it, Sapporo is really, I mean, if you were going to go ski or hold, winter sports championships in East Asia, where would you go, right? Nagano and Sapporo, right? So the Koreans were like, okay, let's try this here. So it won in a landslide in 2011, and the peace thing with North Korea was not at all part of the plan. But, you know, events have a way of being what they are. And, sorry. Here we are in 2018, and we have North and South Korea marching in the opening ceremony, and the North and South Koreans playing together in women's hockey, and we have the North Korean cheer squad, which is, you know, really interesting to watch. And, I mean, look, we can argue the merits of the North Korean cheer squad up, down, and sideways. Is it a propaganda exercise, or does it show ordinary folks, and I'll pick a place, Schaumburg or Niles or Rantoul, you know? That North Koreans are real people, you know? How many people in the heartland of America know anything about North Korea? How many these images of these North Korean cheerleaders are probably the first times most Americans have seen living North Korean human beings. You know?
And see here, okay, and well, the listeners know, of course, we're talking with Alan Abramson. He is covering the Olympics live in South Korea for NBC. And, of course, his website, 3wiresports.com. That's number 3wiresports.com. And you know, oftentimes it is kind of a place where international relations, you know, can kind of happen and things sort of. And I think it's usually one of those things that kind of brings out the fact that people have more in common than maybe they do on the different side. I don't know that there's ever been one, even those kind of contentions. You know, Soviet Union, America situations where we've been close to maybe war or conflict or things, and then having the Olympics happen right there, like kind of in the middle of it all. Is everybody kind of blocking it out? Is the world just kind of doing the Olympics? So many great stories, and you tell them all? Or is there some, in the back of the mind, is there some kind of tension based on the fact that of what is going on between North and South Korea?
So this is just my personal viewpoint and my personal experience. But after 10 Olympics, what happens is there's a lot of noise before the opening ceremony about this, that, and the other thing. And then once the cauldron is lit and the sport gets started, then pretty much everyone's like, oh, look at that. There's running, there's jumping, there's throwing. Here, there's skiing, there's snowboarding, there's skating. Let's concentrate on that. And that's pretty much what's been going on here. People are way more interested in generally. In seeing feats of human excellence, and especially the kind of everyone understands the basic premise here. You wait 4 years for a race that lasts 2 minutes, right? I mean, imagine that, you guys. 4 years for 2 minutes.
You don't have time to, like, worry about what's going on the political side of things. When one of the questions, this is one of the things I wanted to ask you. You've done a great job, obviously, covering so many of the Olympics over the years, but also telling those stories and highlighting some of those really, you know, personalities that really kind of embody those different Olympics with Michael Phelps and Apollo Ono. So as we let you go, who is there anybody out? Is it Shaun White? Is that the person? Or are you identifying maybe someone a little bit more off the radar that may make a great story that you'll be writing coming up in the future?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I can't root for people to win or lose or anything. I will say that I love alpine skiing and watching what Michaela Schifrin did today. After all these years of doing this, and I think anybody, I'll make this a Chicago example. Look, I lived in Los Angeles now for 25 years, and we can argue till we're blue in the face about whether Michael Jordan was better than Kobe Bryant, okay? But one thing we can both agree on, or all of us can agree on, is when the game was on the line, you wanted Kobe or MJ to have the ball in his hands, right? Why? Because there was no fear there, right? Zero fear. And great athletes are different from mere mortals like you and me. And what I'm really, really interested in at this point in my life, after covering, you know, elite sport for many years, is what's going on in these great athletes' heads. Like, they're all tremendously physically gifted, right? I mean, tremendously gifted physically. But, like, when in 2008, when Phelps lined up on the blocks, like, the races were over before he even swam them.
Right.
Everybody knew that,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
And so how is that?
Well, what gives them the edge?
Schifrin today threw down a second run. She just went for it. She went for it. It was awesome to see that display of excellence. How does that happen, guys?
you don't know, right? Those are unique individuals doing amazing things physically. But, right, you could have all the talent in the world, and if you don't combine it with what you said, you know, what's going on up there in the head, then you're never going to get to that legendary status. And to kind of break down, you know, what that is and how it's happening is something that, you do as well or better, let's just say better, than anyone else. And so I want to thank you for jumping on as you fearlessly cover the Olympics in South Korea. So, Alan Abramson, thanks for jumping on WGN today.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to fearlessly try to avoid hypothermia.
Stay warm. Stay warm out there.
Stay warm. All right. Thank you, Alan. We'll talk to you soon. Guys.